Shriver Hall Concert Series is looking towards their last couple of concerts for the season and busily looking ahead to the next season, which is a big one for them. It's their 50th anniversary, and so all sorts of very special things planned. And the president of the Shriver Hall Concert Series, Stephen Jacobson, is in the studio. It's always lovely to welcome you back. Thanks for coming in, Stephen.
Thanks so much. It's lovely to be here, Judith.
So, Born in Baltimore is what you're calling the new series. Tell me about that title, what it signifies.
Yes, so it signifies that the series really was, its genesis is from the Johns Hopkins faculty who decided that Baltimore needed a world-class performing arts series, and they established one in 1966. And here we are 50 years later, and we're fulfilling that mission every season.
What is glorious about the season is how much it has a sense of community and a feeling of being part of a family. I mean, you have this incredible subscription base, and yet on top of that, you bring in these absolutely world-class musicians. So it's really the best of both worlds.
Yeah, it's really quite extraordinary. And what's interesting is that a lot of the artists that we're featuring in the 50th season asked specifically to be part of the celebration. These are artists that we've had long-standing relationships with, people like Gil Shaham, Yefim Bronfman, the Takash String Quartet. And when we were approaching booking the season 2 years ago, they started telling us, I really want to be part of this celebration. And that's pretty amazing.
So tell me about the specific Baltimore aspect that you will be highlighting here.
Sure. So what we're doing in honor of our 50th season is we are trying to celebrate music that's being created by composers in or with a strong connection to Baltimore. And we're doing this with the mission also of spreading what Baltimore has to offer to the rest of the music world. So we've commissioned three composers to write works for concerts throughout the season. And we've also worked very closely with a number of other presenters, including Carnegie Hall and organizations in Oregon, in Detroit, and in Pennsylvania, to make sure that these pieces are being performed elsewhere as well.
And then coming up, sort of as we look towards the end of this season, we have Richard Good to look forward to close out the current season. But then the Discovery series that just seems to go from strength to strength as well. And so how will you be closing out that season this time?
Sure. This season, our final concert is this Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Baltimore Museum of Art. And it features a wonderful young string quartet called the Jasper String Quartet. And they're playing a great program of works by Beethoven, Dvorak, and a new work by Judd Greenstein.
Don't know Judd Greenstein at all.
I didn't either, but they proposed this work, which is cleverly named Four on the Floor, and it's a really dynamic and rhythmically propulsive piece for string quartet that lasts about 10 minutes.
So this will be part of the Discovery series that comes under the umbrella of the Shriver Hall Concert Series. It will be on Saturday at 3 p.m. in the Meyerhoff Auditorium at the Baltimore Museum of Art. More details about that at shriverconcerts.org. And be sure while you're looking at that to look ahead to the new season, the 50th anniversary season, which has just been announced. It's called Born in Baltimore, and there'll be much more about that coming up in the future. I've been speaking to the president of the Shriver Hall Concert Series, Stephen Jacobson. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Judith.